Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It's ETF of the week time, and I'm joined now, as I am each week at this time, by Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. Now, that means if you want to get more information, you're going to go to etftrends.com, and what you will find there is the full wax job, everything you want to know on ETFs. Again, it's etftrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFTrends. Tom is on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's here, and I'm pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity Fund, ticker DBEM.
That's DBEM, the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedged Equity Fund. It's a mouthful, that's for sure, and it raises two immediate questions. One is this because the trend is telling you emerging markets is where you want to be putting money specifically, like, wow, you think this is a good time to be going towards emerging markets, or is this a construction thing? Because if I want to go to emerging markets, well, there's a lot of ways to do it. Is it this specific fund doing something that attracts you?
Well, I think it's a little of both, Chuck. First of all, we've had a couple discussions about hedge equity positions, specifically Deutsche Bank, WisdomTree, and BlackRock iShares have a variety of hedge equity portfolios that have done well. But most lights have been focusing in on Japan first a couple years ago, and then most recently Europe, as we've seen loosened monetary policies affect those currencies as the currencies have declined there, and also our dollar has strengthened in anticipation of rising interest rates. Well, fast forward to emerging markets. Not only have emerging markets been challenged compared to U.S. equities, so number one, valuations are pretty good, but now some of these emerging market countries get it. They understand that in order to compete, they too need to work on their monetary policies, and many have loosened. So when you look at areas like China, Brazil, even though we've seen challenges in Russia, there are great valuations there, and I think Russia, even though they're stubborn, they want to compete as well. That's also important. And then India has probably been the best behaved. They've had some elections that have put them in better stead, but are working on their monetary policy as well. So it's the same idea. If valuations are there and if emerging markets are going to be a part of your portfolio, that's great, and they should be over a long period of time. However, the strengthening dollar does affect the valuations of those stocks. Mm-hmm. So here's an opportunity to maybe diversify your emerging market position so you're hedged against a rising dollar and a decreasing currency within those emerging market countries.
It's the hedging structure. It's not necessarily anything that Deutsche and Xtrackers is doing, because, like I said, I could go to get an MSCI emerging markets type fund or just as some other index based emerging markets product. It's the hedging that you're more interested in than the structure of the index.
Exactly. That's really what's most important, because we really didn't have these types of products available to us 5 years ago, number one. And number two, we didn't really need them because we've been in a period of time when the U.S. dollar really declined over an extended period, which was fine. Our markets did well and we benefited from that. But now we're in a situation where our markets might be a little bit more challenged. And also foreign markets may appreciate based on the fact that they've got looser monetary policies, lower interest rates. And if that's the case, not saying jump out of your current emerging market stocks or your emerging market mutual funds or even your emerging market ETFs. But currencies are going to have a play, and they're going to definitely affect your overall returns. So think about a currency neutral position. So that would mean having some that would be long dollar, some that would be hedged against the dollar, even if you were to go 50-50. That might seem radical, but it's not.
But that gives us an idea of where the money is coming from. Basically, if you've got something that's not hedged, you're going to split some of that money off and go for hedged. I'm curious, A, is this a 200-day moving average play? And B, this is an ETF that is heavy China, and investors have been getting heavy China in a lot of ways. Do you worry at all about overlap with anything else that you might have?
Well, the good thing, it's diversified into China. It's not all China, as many people have been talking about. And so far, year-to-date, China's had a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that going to continue? I think it's a long-term trend. Also, along the same lines, there's some areas that have been lagging, like Russia, like Brazil, and I don't think you can count them out. So, to your point, when you look at your overall allocation, if you are an asset allocator and you have a certain percentage in equities and fixed income, and let's say overall you're 15% in emerging market, consider taking half of your emerging market position and put it into DBEM. And I think what it'll do is it'll give you the same long equity allocation, but most importantly, hedge against the declining currencies within those emerging market countries and also bet against a continued rising dollar.
And 200-day moving average play, yes, no?
For those that are trend followers, absolutely a 200-day moving average. But if you're an asset allocator, this is something that you can do now. And also, when you look at this fund on its 200-day average, it's just about at its 200-day. So I think it's a great time to bring it up.
And we should disclose, this is something that you do have with your clients, that your clients are in this fund, is right?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Emerging Markets Hedge Equity Fund. It is DBEM, the ETF of the week. Tom uses it for his clients. He's saying you should use it for at least part of your exposure to emerging markets. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Remember, Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. For more information on everything they do, go to ETFTrends.com. And you can follow them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Well, we're off to a great start on the June 4th edition of Money Live. Stick around. There's much more to come. We'll be right back.